ततो वयन्मत् प्रमुखायदर्थे मानं करावकिं ते त्वन्नः स्वचक्षुः परिदेहि शक्त्या देवक्रियार्थे यदग्रहाणा. Translation. O Supreme Self, please give us who are created in the beginning from the Mahatattva, the total cosmic energy, your kind direction on how well we shall act. Kindly award us your perfect knowledge and potency so that we can render you service in the different departments of subsequent creation. So here in this verse, all these demigods, they are
in this verse
explaining about how Lord has given them all the powers to execute the things. Here they are asking their Lordship, O Supreme Self, Tato Vayam Mat Pramukha Yadarthe, please give us who are created in the beginning from the Mahatattva, the total cosmic energy, your kind directions on how we shall act. Kindly award us your perfect knowledge and potency so that we can render service in the different departments of subsequent creation. So all these abilities or capacities that the different demigods, they have in the different departments of the creation, that is given by the Lord. In the purport, Prabhupada says, the Lord creates this material world and impregnates the material energy with the living entities who will act in the material world. All these actions have a divine plan behind them. The plan is to give the conditioned souls who so desire a chance to enjoy sense gratification. Third canto, chapter 5, text number 51, the last verse of this chapter 5. Canto 3.
51.
Sorry?
The verse is right.
51.
3551.
3551. The plan is to give conditioned souls who are so desire a chance to enjoy sense gratification. But there is another plan behind the creation. To help the living entities realize that they are created for the transcendental sense gratification of the Lord and not their individual sense gratification. This is the constitutional position of the living entities. The Lord is one without a second, and he expands himself into many for his transcendental pleasure. All the expansions, the Vishnu Tattvas, the Shiva Tattvas, and the Shakti Tattvas, the personality of a Godhead, the living entities and the different potential energies, are the different offshoots from the same one Supreme Lord. The Jiva Tattvas are separated expansion of the Vishnu Tattvas, and although they are potentially different, there is a potential difference Between them, they are all meant for transcendental sense gratification of the Supreme Lord. Some of the jivas, however, wanted to lord it over material nature in imitation of the lordship of the personality of a Godhead. Regarding when and why such a propensities overcome the pure living entities, it can only be explained that the jiva tattva has an infinitesimal independence, and that due to the misuse of the independence, some of the living entities have become implicated in the conditions of cosmic creations and are therefore called Nityabaddhas or eternally conditioned souls. The expansions of the Vedic wisdom also gave the Nityabaddhas, the conditioned living entities, a chance to improve. And those who take advantage of such a transcendental knowledge gradually regain their lost consciousness of rendering transcendental living service to the Lord. The demigods are amongst the conditioned souls who have developed this pure consciousness of service to the Lord, but who at the same time continue to desire to lord it over the material energy. I'm reading this sentence again. The demigods are among the conditioned souls who have developed this pure consciousness of a service to the Lord, but who at the same time continue to desire to lord it over the material nature. Such a mixed consciousness puts a conditioned soul in the position of the managing affairs of this creation. The demigods are entrusted leaders of the conditioned souls. The demigods are entrusted leaders of a conditioned souls. As some of the old prisoners in government jails are entrusted with some responsible work for prison management, so the demigods are improved conditioned souls acting as a representative of the Lord in the material creation. Such a demigods are devotees of the Lord in the material creation or in the material world. And when completely free from the material desire to lord it over the material energy, they become pure devotee and have no desire but to serve the Lord. Therefore, any living entity who desires a position in the material world may desire so even in the service of the Lord and may seek power and intelligence from the Lord, as exemplify the demigods in this practical verse. One cannot do anything unless he is enlightened and empowered by the Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, text number 15. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. All recollections, knowledge, etc., as well as all forgetfulness, are engineered by the Lord, who is sitting within the hearts of everyone. The intelligent man seeks the help of the Lord, and the Lord helps the sincere devotees engaged in his multifarious services. The demigods are entrusted by the Lord to create different species of living entities according to their past deeds. They are herein asking the favor of the Lord for intelligence and power to carry out their task. Similarly, any conditioned soul may also engage in the service of the Lord under the guidance of an expert spiritual master and thus gradually become freed from the entanglement of material existence. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord, and anyone who puts himself under the guidance of a spiritual master and acts accordingly is said to be acting in terms of a Buddhi Yoga, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.41. Vyavasayatmika buddhirekeha kurunandana bahushakayananta buddhayo avyavasayinam. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled as Vidura Talks with Maitreya. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Na Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Varyana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Shak. So this is the last verse of this chapter, where the talks between Vidurji and Maitreya has explained. Shukadeva Goswami, he says that Kshatta means Vidura is really greatest among the all Kurus, and Kaushika, that is Maitreya Rishi, whom Shukadev Goswami called here as a Agadabodham. Agadabodham means whose knowledge does not have any limits. Means, what you can say in English?
Unfathomable something.
Huh?
Unfathomable something
you are saying. Yes. Unfathomable. Agad, like an ocean. It's very difficult to find out the depth of ocean. So same way, this Maitreya Rishi, who was a direct disciple of Parashara Rishi and good friend of Vyasadeva, by association or company only you can know what sort of a person he must be. Huh? Guru is Parashara Rishi and friend is Vedavyas. So he must be of that caliber only. Agada Bodham. And he was asked by Vidurji that please let me know about the wonderful qualities of the Lord. And there Uddhava says, sorry, Vidurji says, not Uddhava. Uddhava has already gone to Badrikashram in the last chapter only. So here Vidurji, he says that you are the only one person who know what can mitigate the sufferings of the living entities in this world. Because you move around. Especially for whom? For those who are Krishnat vidumukhasya, vidmukhasya, who has turned their faces away from Krishna, who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. For that people, you move everywhere in this world. Or generally the devotees, they travel throughout the world for this reason only. Anugrahaye acharanti nunam bhutani mavyani janardanasya. To carry the message and to spread out the Lord's teachings throughout the world, especially for those people who are averse to Krishna consciousness, who are against the Krishna consciousness, means who are into sense gratification. Because dharma viruddha. These people, they are not interested in gratifying the Lord, but they are interested in gratifying their senses. To show anugrahaya, to show compassion or to give mercy to them, the pure devotees of the Lord, they travel throughout the world. And then he says, tat sadhu varya dishadvat mashannaha sandarito bhagavan yena pumsa rudisthito yachati bhakti pute jnanam sattvadigamam puranam. You are the person who can deliver me this wonderful knowledge which is given by the Lord Himself to you. Sandharito Bhagavan yena pumsam rudisthito yadachati bhakti pute. In your heart, Lord always resides. And if I hear from you, then what happens? That will intensify my devotion, and result of that is jnanam sattvadigamam gachati. The knowledge that I attain, that will be a sattvika, or which is transcendental to this world. And then he asks, please let me know how Lord comes in a different forms and why he does such a wonderful activities, for whom. He says there are varieties of Lord's incarnation. They come, and each incarnation has some particular purpose, some particular reason for which Lord comes. And especially I would like to know about those three incarnations from which the whole creation takes place. You would like to hear about whom? Purushastraya. Who are these three personalities? Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and Shirodashaya Vishnu. How they come, what they do, then he says, Paravaresham Bhagavan Vatani Shrutani Me Vyasa Musa Mukhadi Bhikshanam Atruptranam Shulla Sukavahanam Tesham Vrate Krishna Katham Vratau Ghat. He says, O my Lord, I have repeatedly heard about the higher and lower status of a human society from the mouth of Vyasadeva. And I am quite satiated with all these lesser subject matters and their happiness. They have not satisfied me with the nectar of the topics about Krishna. He is asking about the Lord's pastime because he said nothing in the world that can satisfy my heart. And already I have heard a lot about this material world from Vedavyas. Who is Vedavyas? Sahitya Shaktyavesh Avatar. Sahitya Shaktyavesh Avatar, or in other words they say, that Vyaso Uchishta Jagat Sarvam. Whatever knowledge in this world is available, that is nothing but the remnants of Vyasadeva. And Vidurji says, I have enough already got the knowledge about this material world. And repeatedly I have heard from Vyasadeva. But that has not satiated my heart. So please tell me Krishna Katha Oghat. Oghat means like a flow of Ganga. The river Ganga, when she flows, she never stops at any place. She flows. So like that same Santata Dhara, continuous flow, please continue to explain the wonderful pastimes of their Lord. And then Maitreya Rishi, he starts first of all glorifying Vidurji. Sadhu Prashtam Dvaya Sadho Lokana Swadhu Anugrahanata Kirti Vitanvata Loke Atmano Adhokshaja Atmanaha. See how wonderfully devotees, they appreciate each other. That's the wonderful quality that we should learn from all these conversations. When Vidurji started talking to Maitreya Rishi, he first glorified him. He told him, why people like you who travels all around the world? Because anugrahaya, to anugrahaya. And now in turns, Maitreya Rishi, when he starts speaking, he is glorifying Vidurji. He says, sadhu prashtam tvaya sadho. Hey sadhu, whatever you have asked, it's really very good for Lokan, for all the people in this world. Because sadhu anugrahanata, it is for their great goodness or greatest goodness you are asking about. Kirti vintanvata loke, the glories of their lordship. And Atmano Adokshaja Atmana. Why you are asking these things? Because your mind is always absorbed in thinking or glorifying their lordship. Naita Chitram Dvaikshatta Badarani Viryaje Krihito Ananya Bhavena Tvaya Haririshwaraha. O Vidur, it is not all wonderful that you have so accepted Lord without deviation of a thought. For you were born from the semen of Vyasaha. Then he explains about Vidura's previous life. Who was he? Bhagavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammata Sanugasyah Yasya Jnanopadeshaya Mam Adish Bhagavan Praja. Now, very important point he is explaining. Your good self is one of the eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left the instructions with me. Can you imagine the glory of Vidurji? That when Lord supposed to go back in his unmanifested pastime, from the manifested pastimes, before going, he specifically remembered Vidurji. Actually, same thing Uddhavji has also said to Vidurji, that Lord remember you while going. Generally, whom you remember? Whom you are attached to?
Dearest.
As you don't remember anyone when you go. You go, disappear. Nobody is attached. Nobody is dear to you. But here, Lord, see, each and everything we should learn from this. Srimad Bhagavatam, each and every verse, it gives you from moral point of view, social point of view, and topmost spiritual point of view teachings. Each and everything, how to deal, how to behave, all minute things you can see here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord himself showed by his own example. Yadi yada acharatis shreshthas. Whatever the Shreshtis follows or does, rest will follow. So he himself by his own example showed that how one should live. Before living, he remembered the most dearest person and left some instruction for him. And here it is said, the nice word that he has used for Vidurji, Sanugasya. Who is Vidurji? Sa Anugasya. One of the associates, Nityam. Nityam Sammataha, who is continuously associating with the Lord. And he said, you are so dear to the Lord, he has left some instruction for you with me. So, I am honored by the Lord that he has left some instruction for his most dearest person. Even though you were not there, but you were there in his thoughts. What's more important, to have to be with someone physically or to remember someone continuously on the mental platform?
Continuous remembrance.
Yeah. So Lord was remembering Vidurji. So we are hearing about the Lord and the Lord's dearest devotee. Here in this chapter we can see how two devotees, they wanted to glorify their lordship, but before glorifying their lordship, they are glorifying the Lord's pure devotees. They are showing their gratitude towards the devotees. My spiritual master used to say that only a grateful heart can attract the mercy of their lordship. If your heart is grateful, that will attract the mercy of Lord. So your gratitude towards the person who makes you remember Lord attracts the Lord's mercy towards you. And here that's what we see. And then for the pleasure of Vidurji and for our sake, Maitreya Rishi has started with the wonderful explanation of a creation. How the Parama Purusha comes, that is, Mahavishnu, he appears. From his pores, how all these Brahmandas, they come to in existence. How this Mahat Tattva is created. How from that Mahat Tattva, the different elements they have generated. From the different elements, how these different Tanmatras they have came into existence. With the Tanmatras, senses came into existence. Then with that, the material elements, they came to existence. And the demigods who are controlling this material elements, they have created. They came into existence. And then, how these demigods, before taking the responsibility of different departments in universal management, first of all, what they did? They offered prayers to their lordship. For last few days, we are discussing prayers offered by these demigods who are the heads, departmental heads of the different departments of universe affairs. And what they are praying to the Lord. They are saying whatever energies, whatever potencies, capabilities, abilities that they have, all these capabilities, abilities, everything comes from their Lordship. And here in the purport of this last verse, Prabhupada says that what is the actual position of these demigods? Who are they? He says, demigods are those living entities who have developed pure consciousness to render service to the Lord, but still has a desire to lord it over the material nature. So these are these demigods. They are given the responsibility to manage something in this material universe. There are three different reasons that has given or contemplated by people about the creation of this world. The first thing is that considering ourselves as an enjoyer, this world is meant for my enjoyment. Lord has created this world for my enjoyment. Second thing, this world is created for the living entities who wants to enjoy independently from the Lord. And to suffer here. And third thing, which is the right purpose of this creation of material world, is to give chance a conditioned soul to render devotional service to the Lord, purify his senses, and go back home back to God. So these three things we have to understand. The real purpose of this material creation, to render service to the Lord, means to gratify the senses of the Lord, not our sense gratification. And if we do that, if we really try to work out with that, then the purpose of this creation is fulfilled, which purifies our existence and which will take us back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.